All right, firmware updated, back in business. That took a long time. I kicked off the update as I was leaving the house. And I don't know, now I'm here, down here, down. Now I'm by the 2K office, I guess. This is the exit you would take if you were going to 2K. That doesn't help anyone. Hopefully Public Beta 2 is better than Public Beta 1 when it comes to iOS 10, because the last beta was maybe the roughest beta I've ever installed on an iPhone or iPad. I went to the gas station, and I bought drinks. I bought two drinks, one for later, one for now, one for right now. I'm not going to wait for the tunnel. You know, I didn't have breakfast this morning, so gonna make it happen right here, right now. Me, you, this tall can of Rockstar punched pure zero, 360 milligrams of caffeine. Setting it off. Saving it off. Album, I don't know that I'd say it's like great, but I will say that it's like better than the last few things Snoop Dogg has put out. Like it feels revitalized. He feels like energized and going for it. Whereas I feel like a lot of the stuff recently has just been like fucking, like, kind of farted out, like a little afterthought-ish. She likes love, drugs, and sex. feels, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to listen to the whole song, so there's that, but... But I feel like he's attacking it a little bit better than he has recently. Though, you know, there's a lot of just stuff that happens around what we do that has to get done, and Excel spreadsheets have to get created and pored over and thought about and crunched in different ways. Pitch decks, you know, business-ass business shit. I need to book my flight to PAX. Fuck. I haven't done that yet. Job description. Work on getting. I got a couple of. Well, yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got to do some stuff. Hard to carve out the time for that stuff sometimes. But. pretty good meeting yesterday talking about some wiki data stuff that should make it easier to bring, like, to bring games into our database that aren't there yet. Some, like, import functionality and stuff. I got a gold chain. Some cool ideas. I'm on cocaine. I'm like yo, man. What? I broke in straight from Oakland, holding my dick like a U.S. Open trophy. Yeah, engineering's got stuff in the works, you know. So ass cheeks spread wide. The whole wiki is getting rewritten, and that's coming along pretty well, the sounds of things. That won't add too much new functionality to it. Well, like, the editing and saving and stuff will be pretty different, but, like, in a better way. But in terms of, like, the data and all that sort of stuff, that won't change that stuff that much. They're also working on a whole new video player. To get us off of Flash, finally. Which is cool. On Hennessy, on Christmas Eve. No, not more like Morris Day, on Helly Yang, dressing gang. I lived through the 80s, and shit was crazy. Everybody wanna know my name, bring the pain and pop the champagne. Every girl wanna hold my chain when I fuck their brains out on the bus. I got a gold chain. Stop paging me. What?
I'm your queer party friends.
I got a gold chain. I'm on cocaine. I'm like yo, man.
Though at this point, you know, I think a lot of people have probably started using YouTube to watch a lot of our stuff. Which is cool, you know, that's, you know, like, that's obviously, like, they're a whole company devoted to video, so they're gonna be pretty good at serving that stuff. No middleman there, it's just straight up YouTube. Exciting times, you know, we're really close with the video podcast, like, really, really close, like, imminently close, I would say. Like, I've got a video of last week's show up on YouTube set to private, just so we can kind of watch it and see what we think. some things in that video that I'll go, okay, we should change this, this, and this. You know, it's like pretty minor stuff, though. So. That shit is just about there. Man, I'm trying to think, like, how long it's been since we kind of all learned, since we kind of made the decision to, like, start working towards video podcasts. Like, originally, I'd want to say we were thinking, like, I don't know, March would be a good time to launch it. But, you know, everything always takes longer than you think. Or more correctly, there's always other stuff getting in the way of the stuff you want to do. Everything comes in its own time, I guess. But. Friday morning drive ain't so bad, you know? I think a lot of people fucking slack off and say, fuck it, I'm not going to work. 3-day weekend. So Friday drive is always a little bit easier. Not always. Most of the time. Worried that Drew's gonna have to deal with the cameras on the podcast. Hope that doesn't affect anything. Well, I mean, it already has. That's why we have 5 people on the podcast now, is because the person producing is producing. And they can talk a little bit, but they're kind of producing, so. So those guys have been swapping out, same as they always have. But now both of them have a microphone. It's all too much, I'm coming down. I used to have a smile, but now I got a frown. Cuts down on post-processing? Yeah, I mean, well, it's the philosophical shift that actually, I think, cuts down on the turnaround time for the podcast, because with it going out live, editing it would be foolish, because it already went out live. It would have to be something pretty dramatic. You're like, all right, look, I know that that's live and that lives forever in some form, but I can't even think of like a case where that would have ever happened on that podcast. So yeah, with it going out live, like, you know, the idea of like, oh, let's tighten it up and take out some of the ums and ahs, which, back in the olden times, Rich Gallup was very heavy on the edit for the podcast when it came to that sort of stuff. Like tightening up sentences and taking out breathing and, you know, like that sort of stuff. Like really, really trimming it down. And it sounded good. But it was a lot of time put into making that happen. And at some point you're like, okay, how much time goes into this and how many people would actually mind if it was a little more loose? So that's the direction we went over the years. But it's, you know, with the way we're producing it now, the music and the ads are already in it. They're kind of baked into that initial recording. Like, we used to record the ads and then record the podcast, and then we would drop the music and the ads and all that other stuff in post-production. Now we record the ads ahead of time, and they'll get played while we're recording the podcast, kind of in sequence, in line. The music will get triggered live, all that sort of stuff. So that time gets saved, but there's still post-production work that has to be done, you know, clean up some of the audio, make a version that doesn't have the ads for premium members, all that sort of stuff. But the idea is to kind of take the video and the audio that comes out of that room and turn it around fast. Turn it around by the end of the day, basically. You know, that the podcast distribution is something that takes a little more time now to get all the way done, because, you know, we've been putting the podcast up on SoundCloud for a while. We don't really promote that well or that heavily, but it has been going up there for some time, which I, you know, initially when we first started doing it, it was like, oh, I don't know if this is going to really matter. Like, it's, you know, the number of listens it gets there is not significant compared to what we get, you know, through just direct listens of the MP3 from our own hosting and all that stuff. But the one thing I saw was people saying that the site is blocked for them at work, but SoundCloud is not. So that's kind of cool. Do we share that room with GameSpot, or do they finally get their own podcast room? Yeah, they're using our podcast room for their podcasts. They launched a few podcasts, I think, once they realized that we were building a room. I was like, okay, all right, sure, why not? But yeah, they do use our room for their stuff. I'm not even sure, like, they do a Final Fantasy podcast? I'm not exactly sure what they're doing. How are the Google Play numbers? You know, I think I can see the Google Play numbers, but since they all point back to our version of the file, it all gets rolled up into that one number. So I don't necessarily care about that. I don't care what are the iTunes numbers? Like that's just our file. You know, that's if you go push play on the website or go push download on the website or if you just use an RSS reader or if you use iTunes or any other podcast software, like all of it just gets tracked back to the same file. So all of our counting and such is around that. I would like to get on Spotify at some point. I think that would be good. But I know it's not as simple as just submitting. Like, they want to do business deals and such with podcasters. So I think we talked to them at some point. I don't know if that went anywhere. I don't know. Stitcher. Yeah, at one point Stitcher was just straight up re-hosting the files and putting their own ads onto them, which is fucking terrible. But they don't do that anymore, I think. Like, there were a bunch of podcasters, Chris Hardwick and some other people, that were like, yo, fuck these guys. And I think they eventually kind of changed their... changed their stuff. Stitcher also takes a cut. Not from us, they don't. That podcast money is our podcast money. You know what I'm saying? How important are podcast downloads versus website views for revenue? I mean, if you're talking about the podcast on the website, it's the same thing. If you're pushing play on our site, it's still a download of that MP3, just the same as if you downloaded it with a podcast app or something like that. There's literally no difference. Because we're looking at it from the file hosting perspective of how many times is this file accessed / downloaded, whatever. You know, with video, it's a little different because when you use our player, that's our bandwidth. So, you know, that's something that we pay for. Whereas, like, for YouTube, we do not. So there are costs there. But with the podcast stuff, the cost is pretty much fixed because it's all hosted through us. Unless you go to SoundCloud, you know, that would be the difference. Do we see the difference between player usage and MP3 download? Man, don't get me started about stats and how the tracking you feel like should definitely be there is sometimes not.
No more liquor and drugs for
Or is there in a form that is very hard to access by human beings. Which is better for us, YouTube or our player? I mean, probably YouTube at this point, you know? It's like I said, it's, you know, we don't... That costs us nothing in bandwidth. And, you know, there's the, you know, like, we want more people to hear about our stuff and discover our stuff. And if the videos do well on YouTube, then YouTube has algorithms around that that probably serve our videos to more people and stuff. Like, honestly, if we weren't doing a subscription service that kind of required us to be able to securely serve videos, I don't know that we would have a video player of our own. I think we would probably just be full YouTube for a lot of stuff. But yeah, when it comes to like, how do people get the podcast? I'd say the overwhelming majority of them are subscribed to it through some sort of podcast app or RSS reader equivalent, in terms of like as opposed to people coming to the website and pushing play on that page. That page does do well for us. If you start making a lot of apples and oranges comparisons about like podcasts versus videos and stuff like that, like the podcast page does really well in terms of just like page views. But in terms of people actually acquiring the podcasts, they overwhelmingly do it the way you're supposed to get a podcast, through an app, through I think having YouTube as your only video serving option starts to limit you at some point, and you have to kind of make a call as to whether that matters or not. Just because you do end up in these situations where, like, oh, you get a copyright strike because you're doing this thing, and if you have no fallback position of, like, fuck you, we'll host it ourselves, so you cannot touch us without calling actual lawyers, instead of just pushing robot buttons and doing all that dumb shit, then, then at some point that, you know, puts a limit on the content you do. So yeah, I don't know. I would probably push full onto YouTube and then use our player for premium stuff and stuff that for whatever reason can't live on YouTube. Like right now when we do publish trailers, we don't put them on YouTube. Even though a lot of gaming channels do push trailers to YouTube and actually like get a lot of views around that stuff sometimes. I think it's just clutters up our channel, and also you get a lot of weird third-party video claims on it and all that other stuff that's just kind of, like, not worth the hassle. How much has changed since you guys sort of rejoined GameSpot? I mean, fuck, dude. Yeah, like, a lot. I don't know most of the people on GameSpot anymore. When we first came back, you know, there were a few people that I hadn't met before that were there, like Peter Brown. Like, I didn't know Peter prior to us being at the same company. But, like, the vast majority of the people who were there when we were there last time. And now, yeah, now that's not the case. That's what you get. I mean, you know, whatever. That's what happens when you have a website that's around for 20 years, right? I mean, people are going to come and go. You know, careers and lives and, you know, like people change. They want to do different stuff. They want to make moves. Started to look to fill Austin's position yet? No, not quite yet. We're still having some discussions around, you know, what we're looking for. And then from there we build a job description, and from there that job description gets posted to whatever the website is. Then we start accepting resumes. It's kind of... kind of a process. Like the new office area. Yeah, it's fine. The people around us understand what we do. I have no idea. The people directly around us, yes, definitely. We do our thing. It doesn't really matter if people get why. We do what we do, for the most part. Is this guy in this truck trying to get in my lane? All right, I'm going. Yo, fuck that. I'm not getting stuck behind that truck. We broke down the wrestle desk recently, as we have someone new in that spot that is handling a lot of business stuff for us. Kicking it at the wrestle desk. Though he has brought in some of his own stuff to kind of turn it back into the wrestle desk. Yeah, there was a bit of a brand split at the wrestle desk where now there are, in a lot of ways, there are now two wrestle desks. This guy doing? It's blocked? The guy trying to tell me that it's blocked. It's not blocked, though. Guy driving the wrong way out of a one-way alley, like making me back up before I turn in, and then yelling it's blocked at me, while meanwhile here I am driving down the alley just fine. So fuck that dude. I'm here, I gotta go. Finish that drink. And I'll see you later. Have a good Friday.